July 27, 1923. Jesus formed in his most holy mother the deposit of all the goods of the incarnation and of his own life. In the same way, he forms in his little daughter the deposit of all the knowledges and goods of his will. This morning my sweet Jesus made himself seen in a marvelous way. He was standing upon my heart. He had placed on the two bars, above which he had formed an arch. In the middle of it he had fixed a wheel with two ropes, one to the right and one to the left, and a little bucket hanging from it. And Jesus, all hurriedly, made the little bucket descend into my heart. Then he pulled it up full of water, and poured it upon the world. He pulled and poured, in such a way as to flood the earth. It was delightful to see Jesus, worked up, dripping sweat, for the effort he made in pulling up so much water. And I thought to myself, how is it that so much water comes from my heart, even though it is so small? And when did he put it there? And blessed Jesus made me understand that all that equipment was nothing other than his will, which had worked upon me with so much goodness. The waters he was pulling up were the sayings and the teachings on his adorable will, which he had placed in my heart as though in deposit. And wanting to water the church in order to give her the knowledge of his will, which is more than water, he pulled it up, so that it may be fulfilled as he wants. Then he told me, "My daughter, this is what I did in the incarnation. First I placed in my dear mama all the goods which were needed in order to descend from heaven to earth, and then I incarnated myself, forming the deposit of my very life. This deposit came out from my mama's life of all. The same will be with my will. It is necessary that I make the deposit of the goods, the effects, the prodigies and the knowledges it contains. Then, once I have formed the deposit in you, it will make its way and will give itself to the other creatures. Therefore, see, everything has been prepared, the deposit is almost complete. There's nothing left but to dispose the first ones to receive it, that it may not remain without its fruit."